A beggar, a beggar, a beggar I'll be. There's none leads a life so jocund as he. A beggar I was, and a beggar I am. A beggar I'll be, from a beggar I came. If as it begins our trading do fall, I fear at the last we shall be beggars all. Our tradesmen miscarry in all their affairs, and few men grow wealthy but courtiers and players. A craver my father, a maunder my mother, a filer my sister, a filcher my brother, a canter my uncle that cared not for pelf, a lifter my aunt, a beggar myself. In white wheat and straw when their bellies were full, then I was begot between tinker and trull, and therefore a beggar I'll be, for none hath a spirit so jocund as he. When boys do come to us, and that their intent is to follow our calling, we ne'er bind them prentice. Soon as they come to it, we teach them to do it, and give them a staff and a wallet to boot. We teach them their lingua to crave and to cant. The devil is in them if then they can want. If any are here that beggars will be, we without indentures will make them free. We beg for our bread, but sometimes it happens we feast it with pig, pulled carne and capons. For church's affairs we are no mercenaries, we have no religion, yet live by our prayers. But if when we beg men will not draw their purses, we charge and give fire with a volley of curses. The devil confound your good worship, we cry, and such a bold brazen-faced beggar am I. We do things in season, and have so much reason, we raise no rebellion, nor never talk treason. We billet our mates at very low rates, while some keeps their quarters as high as the gates. With Shinken ap Morgan, with Blue Cap or Teague, we enter into no covenant nor league. And therefore a bonny bold beggar I'll be, for none lives a life so happy as he. We never do prate in matters of state, for fear we should come to Hugh Peters his fate. Whilst scripture unfolders and treason upholders have lost their heads, we keep ours on our shoulders. Our plots and our projects are never so tall to reach to the topmast of Westminster Hall. And therefore a merry, brave beggar I'll be, for none wear his noddle so safely as he. For such petty pledges as shirts from the hedges, we are not in fear to be drawn upon sledges. But sometimes the whip doth make us to skip, and then we from tithing to tithing do drip. For when in a poor bousing can we do bibbit, we stand more in awe of the stocks than the gibbet. And therefore a merry mad beggar I'll be, for when it is night to the barn goes he. We throw down no alter, nor ever do falter, so mock as to change a gold change for a halter. Though some men do flout us, and others do doubt us, we ne'er go thout 40 pieces about us. But many brave fellows are fine and look fiercer, that owe for their cloths to the tailor and mercer. And if from the stocks I can keep out my feet, I fear not the Compter, King's Bench, nor the Fleet. Sometimes I do frame myself to be lame, and when a coach comes I do hop to my game. We seldom miscarry, yet never do marry by gowns, common prayer, nor the cloak dictionary. But Harry and Mary, like birds of a feather, do nothing but kiss, laugh, and lie down together. Like pigs in the pea straw entangled they lie, till there they beget such a bold rogue as I. To sum all in brief, we live by relief, and pray for King Charles, our commander-in-chief. God bless all the peers, the wise overseers, that they may consider the poor cavaliers. For if they do let them but lower to fall, they'll take our profession and beggar us all. And then it will be but a folly for me, a merry-souled, bonny, bold beggar to be.